faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace. Song of your salvation, and all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough. Enough for me. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Yeah, your grace is enough. Heaven reaches out to us. Your grace is enough.
I was just contemplating on grace, personally thinking about some of my rough edges, and I said, Lord, your grace is enough for the rough edges. Now, that's a kind word for some of the not-so-good things about a person. That's me. Your grace is enough for daily living. Your grace is enough for this ministry. Your grace is enough for this day for me to preach this sermon. Grace is enough. We need it. We need it to be saved. We need it to live. We need a daily dose, and when we get to heaven, we will be there by the grace of God. His grace is enough, and the older you get, I think, the more you realize that it is about His grace. It's good to see each of you this morning. We want to worship the Lord, and we're here. I can't help, you know, before we go in, say thanks for all the appreciation that was shown last night as a surprise during the fall festival and the chili cook-off, all the cards and nice gifts, and just thoughts and all the expressions through the month, but more than through the month, throughout all the years. So I'm contemplating a congregation appreciation. And I'm going to figure out how to keep that a surprise. Good luck. But I'm going to be the only one that knows about it. So anyway, just you look for it. It's funny how things strike you as humorous. As soon as I got in the door this morning, I was approached and said, please put Brenda Morris called and wants to be on our prayer list. She had gone to Lexington last night to a concert, somehow tripped over a cord and broke her nose, and so she wants to be prayed for. So I said, would it just be all right if I said, pray for Brenda Morris? She went to a rock concert last night and got her nose broke. So I don't know how you want to pray for her, either very seriously or with a note of humor. She's going to be all right. Pray for Brenda Morris. And we'll put her on our prayer list as well. Father, we thank you for just your grace. We thank you that all that concerns us concerns you even more. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the many, many, many ways that it is expressed to us. And Father, even now, as we enter into worship, I pray you'd lead us through this day. And I do pray for Brenda Morris. And I pray that she has healing and no lasting ill effects from this fall. Heal her, bless her, and strengthen her. And be with us all this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. The blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, the language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. God is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child in forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child in forever.
Eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring. Hearts are yearning for you. We turn to you.
Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. Make us new. Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Song we taught y'all last week, and you go ahead and bring it up, Brandy. So I put the notes up there, and we got confused on the O's and the O's, but there's O's. So each note you're going to go, oh, 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 oh. Okay, and if you drop down to a couple more where that second part is, it's a little bit bigger to see. See the notes on down? Slide three, maybe four. Well, it's got... Never mind. We'll just go with the song.
Can we give them like a quick preview, like we did last? Can we give them a quick preview, like we did last night with the chorus?
Okay.
That one, like, so it's like. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. Everybody, okay. And you can go high octave or low octave, whatever your voice will let you do. Okay. And we need some help with this. Okay. All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Everybody has trials and temptations. Ooh.
Everybody knows time, grace,
isolation.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East and west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is my home. Everybody has fears, everybody got worries. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation. Ooh, ooh. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is mine. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is mine. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. He fills me up and my cup run over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. How He has proven it over and over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. He fills me up and my cup runs over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. How He is proven over and over, over. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is mine. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is my home. Forever and ever His heart is my home.
Amen. We'll get it. And you'll get it. Probably should have done just a little faster, you think? Got everybody warmed up. All right. You may be seated.
I got more bulletins than I know what to do with, but I need the one I made my notes on here. Was everybody good and warm now? Ooh. Have we got a cooling down song, Rock? Warming up song. We may need a cooling down. Showers of blessing or something. It's good to see you all this morning. And if you will, look at your bulletin, the announcement page. Just a reminder. You know, the month of November and the very first of December, we have several of our missionaries who are going to be with us. Arthur Raj is going to be here between the 17th, I think, and the 22nd, probably be in church with us on the 18th. Rafael Morales and his family are planning to be with us during the Thanksgiving holiday, and they plan to be in church on November 25th. As that date gets closer, I'm sure I'll be speaking more precisely with Rafael and exactly about their time and if everything did work as we are planning and praying that it will. So, and then Austin Reed will be in from Guatemala between Thanksgiving and about the 12th of December, and just for a couple, 3 weeks. And we'll pray for him. And you know, his situation is such that, of course, he's married, but his wife cannot come with him because no one from those Latin American countries right now can enter the U.S., so he has that short time without her, and of course, he at this time cannot gain Guatemalan citizenship, so it's kind of a stressful situation, and so for his coming and going and just, and then her grandmother is not well. You've seen some of that on our prayer chain, so just some extra prayer for their situation there in Guatemala. But we will be looking forward to Austin being with us to share a little bit one of those Sundays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Also, it's hard to believe, and we say that all the time, but we're approaching that season that goes just like that, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the New Year. So we're planning the church budget for 2019. And Rod Buxton is working with a group of our deacons to come up with that. But if any of you have any thoughts concerning the new budget, please share them with Rod so he can bring those before that group that's working on the budget. And they are meeting this afternoon. So if you have any immediate thoughts, and that doesn't mean the budget's going to be finalized. It just means some of those things might be helpful. So share that with him if you would. Tonight, His Heart is in concert at 6:30 at the Carpenters Christian Church. Invite you to go and be blessed, so they'll be there at 6:30 this evening. This Tuesday, the Bridges Out of Poverty workshop, Rod also has information on that. That's from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Boyle County Library. It is free, but they strongly urge or require that those attending purchase one of the workbooks dealing with this. It's $18, but if a couple goes, it's not individual. So if you're going as a husband and wife, a couple can share that workbook. There's also another one of those workshops, same location and the same time frame, on Thursday the 15th. So some of the folks here in the church have attended one of those workshops, are tremendously helpful in understanding the issues of poverty and knowing how to work with those who are truly caught in that cycle of poverty. This Wednesday, we resume our Revelation study. On the 11th, we'll be on short vacation. On that 11th, George Smith is graciously offered to speak on that Sunday. There will be an elders and deacons meeting, and then the 18th will be at the Willows. So these are things that are upcoming, and I'll have some other information on some other ministries in the community probably next week. So just want to keep you informed on that. That's everything I believe I'm supposed to share this morning by way of announcement until we get to birthdays and so forth. So if you have an announcement or something that's a prayer request, if you raise your hand and be recognized. Have hope.
Don't forget to change your clocks next week.
Okay, good reminder. I don't know if we got that on the calendar. Maybe we did, but yeah, next Saturday night, is correct, right? I mean, I failed to look. So it's next Saturday night before you go to bed. So next Sunday, the good thing is, if you don't change it back in the fall, you'll be an hour early for church. That has never happened in the history of this church. I stand corrected, yes. And he thought that the rapture had come and he had missed it. So he sat in the parking lot for a long time. So it did happen once. Emmeline.
This is an exhortation. This morning my scripture card said, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But I was excited about the promise that he would direct my path or make my path straight. So I got my Bible out and read it, and I had never seen that part of the Lord's instruction is to bring the first produce from your well. And he will fill your barns, and he will make your wine vat full. And the promises are there, but the first part is trust in the Lord that he will bring it to pass.
Amen.
So I'm thinking, we hear that trust in the Lord regularly in this church, and you memorize it in Bible school, but that ninth verse about bringing the first part of your wealth to him so that your barns will be full and your vats. I just thought that was pretty exciting. I'm sending all these promises to my grandson.
Thank you. Ruth.
Just want to make sure I give a big thank you to everybody that came last night to Fall Festival. You always bless me so much by just throwing in and helping, and I don't have to think about everything. It is just... You're just beautiful people. And particularly Wanda Bergen, bless her heart. Thank God she's taken over cooking. So just thank you very much. Love you.
No, she's not here today.
Well, we did put a little note in here in the bulletin, the thanks to everyone for helping make the Fall Festival a great night of fun, and it was. Diane?
Right now we have 3 dates open that we need lunches for the Getting Ahead program. Mm-hmm. And the dates right now we have that we need somebody to volunteer to bring us lunches for about 12 people. And the dates are November 20th, December 4th, and December 18th. And that would be at noon, and that's a Tuesday. And we appreciate anybody that could volunteer and help us out with that. Thank you.
And I'm going to have more information to pass on to everybody concerning. This is another one of, that was what I was referring to when I said there was an opportunity for more community ministry. This is a program in helping folks to become established. And it's a part, and it's being held where, Diane?
It's being held at the community, at Campbellsville College.
Yes.
Yes,
and so this is a program that is centered around adult education, and among many of the things that are happening to help folks in our community who are struggling to become independent. And Diane had talked with me about that, and I just had not had opportunity to elaborate on that. But a part of the thing is that the churches and community organizations are providing a lunch for this term of this, and so she was for about a dozen people. So I will get more information. It's possible that we could put something together, or it's possible that from our Medical Benevolent Fund we can go to one of the local caterers or someone and provide lunch. So we'll have a fuller explanation, but it's just another one of the things that our community is doing together, of which the churches can cooperate with the broader community in ministering to folks to help them become less dependent on handouts and to have a hand up, if you please. So that's what that's all about. Thank you, Diane, for being directly involved in that and bringing that to our attention. All right. I guess we're ready to recognize a couple of three birthdays and an anniversary. Tuesday, Mona Moore is celebrating. Happy birthday to Mona. Wednesday, Joy Sanders is celebrating. Happy birthday to her. And then on Saturday, Mike and Paula Piazza are celebrating an anniversary. Happy anniversary to Mike and Paula. So if that is everybody, if we didn't miss any birthdays, we do our best to keep up with you and wish you a very happy and blessed special day. All right. Well, we've mentioned Brenda Morse needing our prayers. She's asked for prayer, and I will bring you up to date on a couple of folks as much as I can who are really quite seriously ill. Anna Neal Gabbert has been in and out of the hospital, from the Willows to the hospital, and is under hospice care. So she and her daughter Tilly and their family, that's always when you know you're at that end of life, there's a lot of ups and downs in that. So we want to pray for Anna Neal, for all of her family, her daughter and her grandchildren. Also, Karen Baker is in the, unless she has been released over the weekend, which I doubt. I saw her toward the end of the week in the intensive care unit at the UK hospital with several complications, one of which is losing a tremendous amount of blood and having to have one or two blood transfusions, along with extremely low blood pressure and just very, very serious situation. So Karen and Anna Neal, and then the others who are regularly on our prayer list with needs. So please remember them, encourage them. Sometimes if there's opportunity for a phone call or a card besides prayer, folks have that tangible awareness that you care. So let's remember all these folks. Let's bow before the Lord before we dismiss the children to Children's Church. Please feel free to lift up a prayer that's on your heart.
Brenda Norris, let us not forget her husband. George is going through a series of shots for his crippling knees, and he is in quite a bit of pain and having difficulty motivating around all day long. Asking prayers for George and his wife, both.
Yes. Yes. Father, we're thankful that you have ears that are attuned to our prayers. We thank you that you have wisdom and knowledge beyond our understanding, and that you indeed do that which is good. Help us, Father, to settle that issue in our hearts when it's so hard for us to understand with our minds.
We pray, Father, for Karen Baker, and we know that her life has been one of health issue upon health issue, so much so that it almost is her life. And we pray, Father, for healing. And we pray, Father, for her family to be blessed and that she would enjoy the blessings that she really desires to experience. Pray that she would soon be able to be back in church, which is her desire. So we lift her up. And we lift up all the others, Father, that are regularly on our prayer list. We look down that list of names, Father, and we know that each and every situation is known to you, and we commit them into your hands for healing, for care, for wisdom and direction. We thank you, Father, that you're willing to lead us and guide us by your Spirit, individually and as a church. We thank you for the blessings that you've poured out upon us as a body of believers, and we ask you to continue to lead us by your Spirit. But we pray, Father, that you might give us eyes to see how to expand our borders, that we might reach those who are hungry for you, and that we might be a part of your kingdom and your kingdom's work. We look to you for our leadership and our guidance. So, Father, in all these things that we're thinking about, this building project, the budget, our missionaries, what we're to do, may we have ears to hear what you're saying to the church. And we ask these things and give thanks for the assurance that we will be able to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church and then ask the worship team to come and lead us in another time of worship. Again, it's good to see all of you this morning.
And now I am happy all the day. The
might I hide my blushing face while Calvary's cross appears? 'Tis all my heart in thankfulness and melt mine eyes to tears. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. To stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. I failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Above all else, my purpose remains, the art of losing myself and bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart, in my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Remains the art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart, in my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out. In my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from
from the inside out, Lord, my soul cries out from